Welcome back to NLJE. I'm Jack Edwards, joined as always by Noah Lichtenberg. We're going to have Matt Estelle back on for the second session, and joining us now is going to be Nathan Jacobs. Now we're moving on from the NBA playoffs to the NFL draft, which is happening in just 2 days. And I think the way we're going to start it off is the way the draft is going to start off, with the number one overall pick owned by the Cleveland Browns. So, I mean, I'm going to start off kind of this discussion by saying that the Browns, I think, undoubtedly set the tempo of this draft. They have the number one overall pick and the number four overall pick. They have some needs on their team. I think they could be a talented team next year, but it also depends on whoever they select is going to change the entire landscape of the entire draft.
Yes. I also think that the Browns are not going to be trusted to make the best pick because they have not made the best pick in a while. So I think that they're going to pick like a Baker Mayfield. I know they're projected to take Baker Mayfield first overall, right? I think that's stupid.
I got an alert from, I was talking about how Adam Schefter's reporting that they're considering him at number one overall alongside Sam Darnold, Josh Allen from Texas, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Miami.
I feel like, or Miami.
Miami, yeah.
I think that the positive thing for the Browns, if they draft a quarterback, they have time because you have DeShone Kizer, I believe. Did he get traded?
He's still there.
You have DeShone Kizer as well as Tyrod Taylor, who they got from the Buffalo Bills. So they got time for whatever quarterback they draft to develop them.
I think Tyrod Taylor is an elite quarterback. That's like a
He's really underrated. I'm going to be honest. He's much better pass catching.
Yeah. I also think that, in my opinion, passing up on Saquon Barkley in general is a terrible decision. I think he's the best offensive player in this draft. I think that if you're trying to build your offense and you need a running back, or you just need a player in general on offense to be explosive, you need to pick up Saquon.
All right, so looking at quarterbacks, we all know there's talk about maybe even five quarterbacks being taken in the first round of the NFL draft. Where do you think they all will go?
So you have Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen, Allen, and then you have, as well, the fifth player that you mentioned.
Jackson.
You have Lamar Jackson, and then before him, Baker Mayfield, I think. And those five players, I think, could all be top 10 draft picks in the draft, which I think, I know, Matt, you don't particularly like.
I don't think any of these quarterbacks are talented enough to go top 10.
And I actually agree with you in that sense. And I think that that's going to really play a huge impact in this draft, because top five position players are going to be available late in the first round, or in the middle of the first round, when you normally would not have any guys with that talent in that area. So I feel like this obsession with getting a good quarterback, while it's important, you got to also recognize that the class may not be that good this year.
It's not. I don't think, I see no future with most of these quarterbacks. I see a Johnny Manziel in most of them. I see, like, you know, he looks fantastic on paper. He's going to show up. He's either going to party too hard, or he's just not going to impress. And I think, you know, Lamar Jackson, totally overrated, in my opinion. He shouldn't have won. I think
he's underrated,
he
actually.
He won the Heisman.
Yeah, I think he's underrated.
He won the Heisman because he dropped, you know, 40 points against almost every team, but look at strength of schedule.
I think he's underrated because I think teams, like, I could definitely see Lamar Jackson going to the Patriots.
At 23rd overall.
Or
that's where
I think they're going to trade up.
You're going to trade up?
Yeah, because I think that with Tom Brady isn't going to last forever. We all know that. And yeah. I think Lamar Jackson offers that dual threat, wildcat, or whatever position he wants to play.
And he could, I feel like that makes sense for the Patriots, because he could walk in and not necessarily play as a wide receiver, but he has another dimension to him beyond just playing quarterback. And you can allow him to develop behind one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, in my opinion, at least the greatest quarterback of all time. But I know people don't agree with my
Peyton Manning.
I think he is also. I think Tom Brady is one of the greatest.
He's not the greatest. Anyways.
I'm going to say
the experience is going to help whoever they have behind him, regardless.
I just think that their style of play with Lamar Jackson and Tom Brady is just complete
so
opposite.
Different.
They're
Tom
so
Brady
different.
Is,
so I don't think. I mean, really, there's not many top quarterbacks we're seeing right now, except Russell Wilson, that are like that type of player.
And now
we know that the
Russell
Seahawks
Wilson
are really not looking for a quarterback. But if they picked up Lamar Jackson, I think they would be set for.
Right. So the way I see it is Tom Brady is a definition of a pocket passer, and Lamar Jackson is a mobile QB. If at his best, Lamar Jackson will be Marcus Mariota, I think.
And that's not a bad ceiling.
That's not terrible, but I think that, you know, that's just not impressive. I think, because Marcus Mariota was a fantastic rookie, but we're talking Lamar Jackson at his best. If he's performing the best that he can, he will be a Marcus Mariota when Marcus Mariota was playing great as a rookie. So, you know, maybe a few years down the line, he'll be like a Marcus Mariota, but at this moment in time, he's not impressing me with much.
I feel just know that it's a quarterback league, and no matter what, with those first 10 picks, there's always going to be a couple quarterbacks chosen. Last year, not even that great of quarterback selections, and you see so many go in the early rounds, and it happens every single year.
Right.
But it's just what's expected, because teams that don't have that quarterback, you never really see them succeed. The last time I've seen a team succeed without an average to good quarterback is the Bears against the Colts. I think it was 2006.
Or you could say the Broncos. Rex Grossman. The Broncos a couple years ago having Peyton Manning, I would say, be carried by that defense to that Super Bowl victory.
Right.
That one, I would say, was probably the last time that we saw.
But Peyton Manning ran the offense, and I think that is very underrated.
Well, yeah, wasn't that also?
He was a good leader, but he was not, I think, producing as well as he could have on the field.
Was that the season that he set the record for most touchdowns?
Not that season.
The year before.
I believe it was a couple
years
before.
Yeah, never mind.
This was a few years ago. I believe they beat the Seahawks in the Super Bowl.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
But that's just that. Then you just have to have the best defense in the league.
Right, and that was when Von Miller was at MVP level. Yeah. You know, that was when Von Miller was, he still is
and
up
they
there,
still
but
had,
he's still
like,
up,
their
like,
cornerbacks were just insane. They're, like,
Tlaib was fantastic back then, you know. They were much better. Their secondary is fantastic. They had a good front eight. You know, it's their defense isn't what it is, but then it was the best defense in the league.
And I think, looking back at this draft, at least, the quarterback obsession also makes it interesting to look at teams who are not currently in the top 10 that are going to look to trade in. And I feel like teams that would like to do that would be Arizona, who have Carson Palmer, who's 37 years old, coming off of a couple of injuries last year. And then another team like that could be Buffalo, who traded away Tyrod Taylor. Maybe they're looking to go younger as well. Maybe go for a guy like a Baker Mayfield and try and see what this long-term project could turn out for.
Yeah, well, with Carson Palmer is a pocket passer. Baker Mayfield, to me, is a pocket passer more than most of the players in the draft. I think that Baker Mayfield would fit well there, so maybe they go with that.
I think one quarterback who's not getting enough discussion is Josh Rosen from UCLA. I could definitely see him becoming sort of like an Aaron Rodgers, who you don't hear about him right away, but eventually he's going to grow and mature to be a better quarterback than all the rest of the quarterbacks in the draft currently.
And I can definitely see that.
That's a big statement, because Aaron Rodgers, I think, is
one of the greatest of all time.
I think he's the best quarterback in the league right now.
Currently, yes, for sure. I think so.
For some reason, I feel like he's not getting that kind of recognition.
Yeah, okay, if the Colts don't trade away, think about
the Colts should definitely draft Quentin Nelson at number 6 overall.
I think, dream scenario, Saquon Barkley does not get drafted in the first 5 picks, which is like no go. Like, he's definitely getting drafted at least top 3, in my opinion.
It could happen, but
if
the Colts,
someone's gonna drop that's gonna be very talented, and someone's gonna get a steal.
Yeah. So do you guys think the Colts?
Yeah, it's bound to happen.
Should,
because no matter
there's a lot of talk about our general manager trading away our picks just to get like more picks, like. It's better to have, like,
I think that was a great trade.
Kind of like the Browns did.
Yeah. So many more options.
So, do you think that if we're sitting at number 6, and there's obviously going to be some quarterbacks taken by us, if you think the likes of Bradley Chubb, Quentin Nelson, and Saquon Barkley are still available, or, like, at least, like, 2 of them are, do you think the Colts should trade away and get more picks, or do you think you should...
If Bradley Chubb is on the board at number 6 overall, the Colts, I think, have to draft him.
Yeah.
If either him or
Quentin Nelson?
If Chubb is there at 6, I would take him 100% over Quentin Nelson.
Over Saquon Barkley?
If Saquon Barkley's there. Okay, so if we were ranking players that would fall to the Colts potentially, quarterbacks, I think, are out of the question because you have Andrew Luck at quarterback.
Correct.
I would say.
And what's his name?
Jacoby Brissett?
Yes. Brissett. Who did really well last year. Right. So I would say it would go from Saquon Barkley, Bradley Chubb, then Quentin Nelson, and then maybe a Minka Fitzpatrick or some of the other defensive players. Denzel Ward at cornerback. They've got definitely options. I feel like it's those picks that are going to be the most interesting because...
And it really helps them that there's so many there's so many quarterbacks and everyone wants those quarterbacks that there's going to be so many defensive and like not as glamorous picks as a quarterback that will be so that are so valuable,
right.
But teams aren't looking at them as much because there's so many quarterbacks for this draft.
Okay, looking at their next couple picks after the first round, the Colts have, in the second round, they have the 36th overall and the 37th overall. One person I think they should look at, if he's still available, if they don't draft Quentin Nelson, I think Mike McGinley, who's also from Notre Dame, like Quentin Nelson, is an offensive tackle that they should really look at.
Or draft both.
Or draft both. Because last year, the Colts allowed 56 sacks.
Right.
And they only produced 25.
I have to say, though,
none
of those sacks came from the center. And the center, he was a rookie. Can't remember his name. But he was fantastic.
Yeah.
He let up no sacks as a rookie.
That's solid from there.
Yeah,
I think that they've got a lot of issues as a team in general. I feel like offensive line, if you want to have a healthy Andrew Luck, you got to be able to protect him because he's going to get hit eventually. But if you limit the amount of times he gets hit, drafting McGinley and Nelson, I think, would really honestly help that a lot.
Right.
All
right.
I think we can all say that we're looking forward to the NFL draft.
Definitely.
Yesterday, I was watching Draft Day, which is a great movie. I was never interested in the NFL draft before watching that movie.
That movie
I was watching the highlights. It got me really in the mood. I'm excited to see what happens. But we're going to have to wrap up the show. First off, I would like to thank our guests, Matt and Nathan.
And Jace.
And Jace. That were on earlier. Thank you for joining us. For Jack Edwards, I'm Noah Lichtenberg. This has been NLJE, only on 91.3 WHJE, the home of all Greyhound sports.